Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, we normally have Elliot on the phone at 3 o'clock on Fridays, but we have Elliot in person today. That's how bad that game was last night. Elliot brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Good to see you on a Friday, Elliot.
Wow, being in here makes me feel so much like a Tuesday, but it's a Friday.
Yes.
So I guess there's a little bit of good news today.
Is there?
Well, it's Friday.
Oh, it's Friday.
And you're here.
And I'm here. Yeah. And I'm going to get to talk Phillies with Jack. What else, you know, what else would be better?
How sad are you?
Somebody gave me a happy Friday earlier.
No
more happy Fridays.
You punch him in the stomach?
Enough already with happy Friday. Well, do you want to, what is, now you were a break the team up, Phillies, chokers, blah, 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 blah. Now that the series is over, where are you at on it?
Yeah, I'll just be honest. Like, they kind of won me over a little bit on the last two games, just to be completely fair. Like, they did something I didn't think they would do, and they fought back. Like, they lost, for sure, and the top of the lineup didn't show up, and Bryce wasn't good, and all those things are still true. But watching them the last two games, I did not think they had that fight in them. Like, had they won the game last night, and they didn't, obviously, but I was getting ready to say this is the most I've believed in them since 2022. Like, I thought what they showed was admirable. Now, that being said, I do think their main flaws still showed up. Like, they are a sloppy team. I think that's on Topper. The top of their lineup didn't show up. That's on them. But I leave this series feeling like really confident in Sanchez. I didn't have a ton of confidence going into the playoffs because he'd never had that ace role before, but he completely stepped up. Lizardo was awesome. Ranger was awesome. They made some great defensive plays last night. The Bader at bat, I know he didn't get a hit, but I thought that was encouraging. Like, they went toe to toe with the Dodgers and they lost, but they did not get embarrassed. They did not wilt. Like, Arizona, they choked. The Mets, I thought they were embarrassing. They just lost this one, and it sucks, but they didn't lose in a fashion where after game two, I was ready just to, like, disband them. I left last night thinking run it back. Now, that's emotional right now. Who knows? But they won me over, if that makes sense.
They fought.
That's impressive, man.
Yes. Well, I've got to be honest.
Yes. That's like, growth, that's man. That's growth, man.
That was beautiful. I'll talk Phillies with you all day.
Right. Now I can get a text back.
Well, I think this series was indicative of their season. It was in that's what they did all season. I think that's why we all felt different heading into the playoffs,
because
they responded.
But the regular season didn't really do it for me. Like, I needed to see it in the playoffs.
Oh, right. Sure.
And I saw it in the playoffs.
Yeah, they were. It sucks to. It felt that the series itself felt like the Knicks-Sixers series from 2 years ago to me. Not that the Dodgers are much better than Knicks were, but the whole time, the Sixers felt like they were right there, and they were trying hard, and they were down 3-1, just like the Phillies were down 2-0. And at the end of it, I wanted to be mad. I just wasn't.
Now, that was when Ike started sweating, yelling at you before we even started the show. Remember that, Ike?
Yeah. Well, you guys were at Chickie's. I was in my house in North Jersey.
Oh, yes.
And I was just there for the first half hour of the show.
Yeah.
Just to get Ike to. I was just staring. I remember it distinctly. Jack asked me what I thought. I said essentially what I just said.
Classic Sixers apologist.
And then Ike goes, "Are you done?" And I said, "Oh, yeah. Okay." Remember, that was very early in the show, too. I mean, we'd only been on together for a few weeks.
Honeymoon phase. Yeah. Yes.
And I had no idea what was going on. I couldn't even look at him. I was just getting yelled at over the line.
Well, the other part of it, too, honestly.
That was less yelling at you as much as I was yelling about the
situation. I know.
Like, the bats on the Dodgers didn't do much either. So if they would have
scored more runs, had more hits, hit more home runs, struck out fewer times, drew more walks, stole more bases.
Yeah.
They essentially outplayed the Dodgers in four games.
Can I make a soccer reference that makes sense here?
Yes. Mm.
So in soccer, they do this thing called expected goals, right? Where it's like, who creates more chances? And there's a lot of times in soccer where you're the better team, you don't finish your chances, but you dominate the game. I kind of think the Phillies, in a weird way, like either outplayed or like if you play that series 10 times, they win it a decent amount of times. Like game two, they probably end up winning it, right? Game three, obviously, they win the majority of those. And last night was a true 50-50. Like they went toe-to-toe with them and they lost. And I think one of the reasons I don't feel as down about the bats is because Ohtani didn't do anything. Freeman didn't do anything. Mookie Betts had his moments, but he didn't dominate. If the stars on the Dodgers would have dominated, it would have made me feel worse about the Phillies stars not dominating. But it was a pitching matchup. The Phillies pitchers went toe-to-toe, if not outpitched the Dodgers pitchers. And they just got bad breaks. Like, it is what it is. Like, sometimes you play well and it just doesn't go your way. And I can't leave this series. Like, I don't know if I would re-sign Schwarber because he is old and it's a lot of money. But if they run it back, I will enter next season feeling differently than I expected to feel based off the fight they showed.
Wow.
You totally disarmed me. I got nothing for
it. Like Rocky said at the end of Rocky IV, if you guys can change and we can change,
I'm always open to change.
We all can change.
Yeah, I got nothing. That's...
Wow.
That's very good, Elliot.
Wow. I feel like we should all hug and go on.
Yeah, it's good analysis. I like what I hear there.
Thank you.
I like it.
It was. I mean, maybe it was because I got to watch that and ignore the Eagles for part of the game last night. Yeah. That's why it looked so impressive to me as opposed to what I was seeing live.
So speaking of the Eagles last night, where does that, in the Nick Sirianni era, where does that rank in terms of embarrassing defeats? It has to be up there.
I mean, it's certainly top five. If you want to include 2021, that loss to the Raiders was really bad in Las Vegas. What?
Top five.
In terms of embarrassing losses?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
It was rough.
I got five losses just from 2023.
Yeah, but yeah. I think 2023, there were bad losses in there for sure. I do think this has a feeling of, it feels like 2023, and a feeling of, it was an eye-opening loss for me.
Like, yeah.
It was a loss where this thing is broken. It does not mean it can't be put back together. Mm-hmm. Nick's good at putting things back together. They have the 10 days to do it. But that product on the field is a broken team. Like, I don't want to hear anything about scheme from anybody. This is not about running more from under center. This team is broken at the core right now. They can't do anything well. They're playing sloppy. And, like, they got to put it back together. And so we'll see if they can do it. But this is not, like, I have my idea of who is the most to blame. But this is not one person.
Keeping secrets?
I think it's Jalen. Jalen was awful last night.
Awful?
Well, all right, awful strong. I gave him a D.
Man.
I gave him a D.
All right,
F, by the way.
Yeah.
I upped him from an F to a D.
Okay.
I do think there were some encouraging signs in the
passing. I thought he played well in the first half.
Yeah, but then when you miss that Devontae throw, when you make the interception, and he's doing it again where there are plays to be made that he is not making. And it's not the ones that are obvious like Devontae. Like I think it was the third quarter, they're 5 yards from the end zone. AJ is open for a touchdown, and it's not the interception play. It's another one where if Jalen just throws it when AJ cuts, it's a touchdown. But instead, he holds it. He's looking that way. He scrambles to the right, and he ends up throwing it out of the back of the end zone to Saquon. There's just too many times where guys are open, and Jalen's not throwing it.
Okay. Guys or AJ? Because it seems like Dallas Goedert gets all his targets.
Well, I was going to say, so I would say AJ. Yeah, I would say AJ.
Yeah.
Because Goddard's open, Devontae,
So here, all I'm doing is trying to workshop this thing. Because I think it's more of a them issue than
AJ
it is.
And Jalen.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So can we go from AJ being upset about not getting targets to possibly he's pissed the quarterback off to where he don't want to throw him the ball anymore? You cause all this noise around the team, around the passing game, which indirectly is having fingers pointed at me, and everybody wants to blame me for you not getting the ball. You think at some point the quarterback gets pissed off about this? Like, in other words, would Kevin Petullo get pissed off if everything was being pointed at him like he's the reason? I would imagine yes. Now, he's not going to say it. He's not going to say it, but he's going to get irritated by that when he knows he's putting all this work in to put these schemes in, to put these plays in, and to have them go out there and run them and execute them only to be set, only to be viewed as you're the problem with the team. You're the first-year OC. You don't know what you're doing. I'm only saying this to say is that we need to start thinking about the, I guess, the trickle-down effect of AJ's unhappiness as an individual player and what that's doing. Now, the quarterback, because he's been thrown in the eye of the storm, right? I don't know. I'm seeing times when he looks there and he won't throw the ball.
I agree. Yeah.
So subconsciously, maybe he don't want to throw the ball to AJ. I don't know that.
Yeah, that's a question only he could answer. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. All I'm saying is that's the type of stuff that needs to be worked out, and that's why their relationship and whether or not they are getting along does matter.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Because, I'll say it, subconsciously, this may be happening. I'm not forcing the ball to AJ. Mm-hmm. You know, what happened in Tampa? They were running the offense in the first half. They come out in the second half. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to force A.J. Brown the ball. He almost threw an interception once or twice in that game.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if the quarterback has gotten fed up with all this. Even though he's been speaking the company line, I'm wondering, is he being affected by this thing about A.J. not getting the football?
Yeah, so Jalen's one of the hardest players I've covered to get a read on. Mm-hmm. But would it shock me if he was annoyed by all this? Of course not.
He's like, human, right?
He's getting asked all these questions about it, right? Obviously, him and AJ don't seem to have a great relationship, so it's not like it's his friend doing this, right? Like, if a friend was doing it, you could almost be like, all right, man, like, you could talk about it in text or whatever. So, yeah, I don't know if Jalen's annoyed by it. I would just guess he would because it seems like an annoying situation to be in. But I just think on the field right now, they're just not operating at anywhere close to the level they need to operate at.
And we all agree with that.
Like,
we all agree with
that. The question is, how do you turn it around? And I think there's layers to it. Like, the offensive line, I thought, actually had good stretches last night. Brett Toth did not play well. Like, he hurt them last night.
In pass pro, they played pretty well. I thought running-wise,
I agree with that.
It didn't look good. I mean, when I went through it again, aside from those first couple of runs with Saquon, every time he ran the ball, he was getting touched behind the line of scrimmage. Now, pass protection, that's part of the when you look at Jalen's stats, they look fine from last night, right? Mm-hmm. But then you start looking at some of the completions, specifically in the second half. There's a lot of he has the ball for a long time, and that is one thing that is similar to previous years is him not doing it right away. So I think it's a few different things on there.
But all that being said, if he hits Devontae, they're only down three at that point. The defense was horrendous. So I know we don't talk about defense, or at least I don't talk about the defense.
Oh, yeah, we have, yeah.
Yeah, I don't seem to
talk
about it.
It was terrible last night.
They were awful, right? And, like,
they were the reason they lost last night.
Yeah, they were definitely.
In my opinion, they were the number one reason why they lost last night.
They put them in a hole early. Yeah. And this is a thing, too. There's a lot of, like, they're predictable on offense now, right? I think one of the reasons they become predictable is because they get put in predictable spots. First and 15, first and 20, down 10. Like
third and 8.
Yes,
third
they're making, and 7. They're putting themselves in situations where, of course, they have to throw the ball. Right. Or if you're down 10, of course, you have to change how you do things. So do I think that there are tendencies in the offense that are predictable? Yeah, but I think there probably always have been. Saquon said it last night. I thought it was perfectly put. Like, we were predictable last year. Everyone knew we were running the ball. It didn't stop us because they executed better.
Yeah.
So I just think right now they are not executing. And that's not fun for people to hear because everyone loves these players, right? Mm-hmm. They won the Super Bowl last year. They are great players. They're not playing like great players right now. If you ignore last year, nobody would say anyone on this offense is top five at their position right now. Like, right. None of them are playing like it.
Yeah.
So that's a hard truth to swallow, but that is what's happening with the team.
Yeah.
A weird defense thing. So Jalen Carter, the heel thing pops up in the middle of the week. And then he was on the field before the game with his agent before the game yesterday. And then they say he's out for the game. Like, did the agent say Jalen's not playing on this field?
I think Jalen has been hurt and like he needs some time. It would not surprise me if he didn't play against the Vikings.
Okay.
I also think the turf last night did play into it. It's
that's
a bad
what
turf.
They said.
Like everyone that had a leg thing, just Quinyon stopped playing the second he hurt his hamstring. Like I don't think they want people out on the field that have leg injuries. But no, I mean the defense was bad and Jalen Carter's not having a good year. Like he'll probably still get a blank check at the end of it, but he's not having a great year.
See, I don't feel as bad. I'm encouraged still by the passing game the last two weeks.
That's what's crazy is there's been real stretches where, I mean, last night they had a sequence, 17 yards to AJ, 16 yards to Devontae, 17 to Dotson, 10 to Goddard, right in a row. Like, and when they're executing, they can still look great. And that's the hope is that they can put it together. But, you know, to bring the Phillies back, like you become who you are like in the playoffs over the regular season, and they're a sloppy team right now.
Yeah.
And that's my concern is that they're going to put this together, and then come playoff time, there'll be a personal foul. There'll be a Jalen hold. Like, these problems there, these bad habits that they're getting, I'm worried are going to stick for the whole year, and then that's what's going to hurt them.
You know what I'm most worried about? The vibes.
100%
agree. That's what I'm most worried about. I'm worried about the vibes around the offense and AJ with Jalen in this passing game. Because that's what's going to sink this team ultimately. You got two of the most prominent players on the team, and if there's any tension there or they're not on the same page, other people can feel it. The offense sort of suffers from it. We got a first-year coordinator under pressure to get him the ball and all this other stuff, whereas if everybody's on the same page and everybody's pulling in the same direction, at least I know we all are trying to achieve the same thing.
Well, and then
it just doesn't feel like that to me.
There was more. So AJ after the game, it was funny. They asked him. I don't know who asked him about Kevin Petrullo.
That was me.
And he was glowing.
Yeah.
Kevin Petrullo is doing a great job. Blah 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 blah. Then they ask him about the meeting. The Saquon. He laughs and says, "You'll have to ask them about it." I think he just didn't want to talk about it. Mm. But then Twitter again this afternoon from AJ, just to clear this up, there was not a meeting or a sit down. I said, I don't recall because it got painted like there was tension and Say had to step in. That's not true. I was walking to my car, saw them, and I stopped to talk, nothing more.
What
you got on that?
All right, so I talked to Saquon last week. Like, I think what they're pushing back on is the idea that it was a team meeting. I don't think they want this painted as, and when I say they, I mean like the three of them.
As some sit down.
As some like, they're up in room 302 on the second floor with the door shut talking. Now,
that's how it was painted.
That's how it was painted, right?
Yeah, so I think that's a couple hours.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I think that's where they're pushing back on it.
Right.
I mean, I think they all are acknowledging it happened. Now, you know, talking for a few hours outside, honestly, like I view it almost more as a positive now. If he was actually, let's take him at his word. He was walking outside. He saw Jalen and Saquon. And he stopped and talked to them.
Yeah.
I think that's a great sign. Like, for as much as we think Jalen and AJ don't talk,
that's not a great sign, Elliot.
Well, it's a great sign given the circumstances.
Well, what did it, no, because the substance matters. Like, what did they talk about? What did we walk away feeling good? Did we bro hug?
I'm just happy they talked. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, but was it a productive talk? Is the whole point. If they still walked away feeling the same way, then what does it matter?
That's a good point.
It really doesn't matter. I'm not saying they don't ever speak to each other, but there is a feeling around them that they don't have to do anything other than communicate at the bare minimum.
Agreed.
Say hello. Give me the play out of the huddle, break. Like, that's the feeling I get from AJ. Like, yeah, well, yeah. Did you talk after the play? Nope. Like, are you guys doing any extra studying? Nope.
Yep.
Well, I talked to him when I—
Devontae, like, we talk in the meeting room.
Yeah. Like, it seems like it's at the bare minimum. And that doesn't, to me, foster a healthy winning atmosphere, a culture. That's all I'm saying is that these guys are so important to— The temperature that's in the room, that if they are off, everybody else feels it, even though nobody wants to say anything about it, and it shows up on the field. I don't know. Maybe he's missing Devontae. I don't know. How much work are they doing after practice? Like, how much work is getting done after practice? Extra reps, deep balls. I don't know. He missed AJ on the deep ball. Did they work on it the next 3 days? If we run this play again, just, you know what I mean? Like if you're trying to get things fixed, you're doing the extra things together to get them fixed, not just trying to basically sweep it under the rug and say, well, I don't know what y'all talking about.
Well, that's what we heard Travis Kelce say about what he and Mahomes do. If they miss it, that's the first thing.
Especially because we know they're hard workers.
Yeah.
You know, but what I would say, too, to your vibe thing, I actually thought a great example of what the problem with the vibes are was across the sideline last night. I don't know how good Jackson Dart is. I don't know if he'll end, like, whatever. I know watching last night, he helped the vibe of the Giants last night. He, since he's gone in, has upped their play. They believe in him. He celebrates with people. He, like, there is a feeling with that Giants team I have not seen in a long time. Jalen is not doing that for the Eagles right now. And AJ is involved in that as well. Like, to me, they looked like a Super Bowl hangover team last night, playing a team that was young, hungry, motivated, fast, like... The vibe with the team, to your point. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, yeah. Totally.
And I think it starts at the top. And you saw that with Jackson Dart.
And let me make this clear. I'm not blaming either one of the guys. I'm just telling you what my observation is. I don't know who's at fault and who should initiate.
Well, blaming them together.
Yeah. I'm blaming them together. Right. I'm blaming them together. Like, this is a collective thing here. We saw this in 2020. The Wentz thing.
Yeah.
Wentz, the vibe is off. Nobody, you know what I mean? I'm not saying any one of them are at the Wentz level, but the point was is that it was clear that the vibe was off with him in the locker room, and it affects everything else. That's 100%. All I'm saying. They got to get that fixed. Until they get that fixed, they're not – They may win games just on sheer talent, but being a championship team?
Nah. Like, the scheme thing is so secondary right now to what you were talking about.
Yeah, it's not happening.
All right, coming up next, we will get back into the Phils.
Elliot got me fired up.
You will hear Kyle Schwarber getting emotional last night talking about this season.
I feel you, Schwarbs.
And then what Ryan Kerkering said after the game as well. We'll also take your calls, 215-592-9494. With Elliot Shore Parks today, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.